Welcome to another edition of the Giants Mailbag right here on Giants.com or on the set of Big Blue Kickoff Live. I'm John Schmelk, joined by Lance Meadow, and here are your questions for Mr. Meadow. Mark in Lincoln, Nebraska, what positional group are you most forward to looking to, Lance, during mandatory minicamp this week?
Well, I'm going to go with the tight end position, John, and this is really from what we've seen during the course of OTAs, this group being able to build off of what we've seen thus far, and it's the versatility. Evan Engram, I think, has stood out. He says that the game is starting to slow down for him. He's building chemistry with Eli Manning. We've seen a little bit of Rhett Ellison to see how they may utilize him throughout the course of the upcoming season. And how about the progress that a young guy like Jarrell Adams is making? He seems to be much faster on the field. Will Ty has been heavily involved. So there's going to be a lot of competition at this position group, maybe much more so than we've seen in the past previous season. So I'm really looking to see what they could do during the course of minicamp.
And Evan Engram's usage in OTAs has gone up. We'll see if it continues to do so in minicamp. But of course, tight end, a big part of that position is blocking. You can't see that during minicamp because there still is no contact in the trenches. Question number two, Casey in San Jose, California. Which second-year player, Lance, has jumped out to you most during OTAs?
Well, I'm going to go here with B.J. Goodson, one of the late-round picks from last year's group. And as you noted, John, this is not necessarily what we're seeing because they don't have pads on. But what Goodson has jumped out to me about is the mind game and the fact that mentally he seems to be very apparent of what he can do at that middle linebacker position. Jonathan Casillas spoke to the media the other week, and he said that he's the co-pilot to Goodson right now. And Goodson seems to be adjusting to pointing out how the defense needs to line up because it's a very difficult position to play during the course of Spags' scheme. And remember, B.J. Goodson only played 13 defensive snaps as a rookie, so he's taking a huge jump just being a defensive player on the field. Now to put the middle linebacker position on his shoulders, I think maybe asking a lot, but he seems to be adjusting quite well.
I liked what I've seen so far of Jarrell Adams as well. I think he's a guy that looks faster out there because he understands the offense better. Talking to Kevin Gilbride Jr., the Giants tight end coach, a couple of weeks ago, he talked about how that is the case. He understands things better. He just has to get more consistent. And, of course, that's usually the case for most young players in the National Football League. Those are your mailbag questions. A reminder, Big Blue Kickoff Live comes your way this week at special times on Tuesday and Wednesday at 11 a.m. and on Thursday at 1 p.m. before returning to noon on Friday. Make sure you tune in. For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time, everybody.